Yeah! From the space coast of Florida, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Tonight, Dr. Jim Tarner, or what's the guy's name? Dr. Ron Tarner. Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Ron Tarner will discuss Phil back when he weighed 300 pounds. And also, Stephen Bozell is in the banana, and he's over at the banana.
What does that mean, he's at the banana?
What are you looking at? I'm looking at you. What does it mean? Well, Stephen Bozell is going to be at the banana plantation.
Stephen Bozell is at the banana plantation, or banana land, and he's there because our interview with Ephraim Banana, if you recall... what's your problem?
Margaret, do we got to go through a big explanation?
Yes. If you recall, Stephen Bozell was on our show a few years ago saying that he wanted to have a family reunion barbecue with some black people who were descendants of slaves that his family owned.
Holy Christ. Well, that's right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you know that Ephraim Banana has the banana land. It's a former plantation. And so Steve heard Ephraim Banana's story, flew out here, and is over there having drinks and dinner and doing what? Just commiserating, Phil. It's not that he wants to own slaves. He just wants to know about...
Yeah, he wants to know... He's meeting a guy who's like him. A guy who, his family owned a plantation with slaves. He wanted to have a cookout. Yeah, sure. He does. Okay, well, my understanding is we do have Stephen on the line. Steve, you're at the banana land?
I'm right here, Mr. Henry, and I have Ephraim Banana here is with me, and I just pulled in last night.
So the whole point of you going there is to General Shaw. Steve, this is General Shaw. You're there to sort of commiserate?
Well, it's not so much commiserating. It's that I wanted to sit down and talk to a man who's been through what I've been through. What happened is that I was on your show, and I think Ms. Gray was mentioning it, a number of years ago.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay, so, and I've said I wanted to have a cookout with some black people who had identified. One of them was Ralph Bozell and his wife Gretchen, and it's a few other people, and who they were descendants of people, what my great-great uncle, Nakatu Bozell.
And wait, what was the guy's name?
This is my great-great uncle. His name is Nakatuba. Mr. Henry, please understand it's my family, so don't start.
Yeah, you got to understand, Mr. Bozell, Nakatuba Bozell. Yeah, you're begging for it, you know. You're asking for it.
Well, we're not going to start knocking the man's family.
If you wouldn't mind, don't start talking about my family like we're a bunch of clowns, you know.
I'm not going to do that, Steve. I just, all right, so it's Nakatuba Bozell was your uncle, not your uncle.
No, it's great 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 uncle who owned the plantation in Casper, Louisiana, and that's and I was able to identify some people who were descendants of the slaves there.
Okay, and you came on our show and you said you wanted to have a cookout, you wanted to have a, and it kind of bombed, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, when you say it bombed, I mean, no, yeah, they declined. So no one showed up at the cookout.
So you had this cookout.
Yeah, we had the cookout, and it was just me and my wife and the kids, and there were no black people at it. I mean, no descendants of slaves or anything.
There were no black people.
Yeah, that's right. If there had been black people, they would have been descendants of slaves, but they wouldn't have been slaves to my uncle, my great great uncle Nocturne, or Nikatu. I forget his name now.
You realize your uncle has a weird ass last name, right?
Yeah, I know that. God damn, man. I mean, that's the way it was back in them days.
I understand, Steve. All right, Stephen Bozell with us, and Mr. Banana's there?
Yeah, Ephraim Banana. Is here. Ephraim Banana.
Hey, Mr. Henry, it's Ephraim Banana, and I've welcomed Steve here. We're having some hamburgers and talking. So he had some descendants and his family-owned plantation. That's why he got in touch with me and wanted to come to Banana Land,
you know, and just to see... I don't know.
What were you hoping to see?
Well, I'm just hoping just to talk to a man who he means no ill will. I'm not a racist or anything. I wanted to reach out and
Yeah, you wanted to reach out and have a cookout.
Hey, General Shaw, you know.
Look, Steve, that's kind of a dumb thing. Why do you want to do that? What? You know, I know you're on the show, and I know that Mr. Banana's there.
This is Ephraim. Hey, whoa, there, Sunshine. This is Ephraim Banana, General.
I don't like people calling me Sunshine.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sitting here having a hamburger, I'm having a frosty mug of root beer, and I might have something even more. You want to have a glass of rum?
Yeah, I don't mind if I do. Puerto Rican rum. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so you guys are having some Puerto Rican rum. And Mr. Banana, you know, you guys can do what you want. I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here doing it. We want to know because we got the call from Steven.
Yeah, well, that's why he's here. And I was doing a slideshow of what Banana Land used to be and from what we'd like to turn it into. We'd like to have, as you know, we're turning it into an amusement park. We've got a place for a merry-go-round and a loop-de-loop. And
That's the part that a lot of people have a problem with, you know, taking a plantation and turning it into a resort.
Yeah, you know, I know that, Mr. Henry. I've read all the news and the headlines.
Thank you very much. I guess you were talking to Mr. Banana about having it turn into an amusement park and the family plantation down in Louisiana, which has passed to a member of my family, which I think is a nephew, Bobo Bozell.
And Bobo Bozell, that's your nephew?
That's right, and I can hear you going, and yes, he's black. Okay, so...
Okay, now hold on for just a... Wait, your nephew is black. Is he a descendant of a slave?
No, he's part of my family on my father's side.
So in your your lineage are African-Americans?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I thought we could have descendants of the slaves that were owned by my family could come and party with some of the black people and the white people that we intermarried with, see?
Now, this is Ephraim Banana, Mr. Henry. That's as weird as it gets, man. I don't know where he's coming from with that. It's as weird as it gets. But I can tell you, I appreciate the thought anyway.
But anyway, what we want to do is go down, me and Bobo, look over the plantation and maybe turn it into a amusement park.
An amusement park.
No, that's just it. We wanted to turn it into a amusement park. It would feature dairy products and all of the themed rides would be people who would be in cow suits. I don't know. It's, you know.
That's the dumbest thing ever. You're going to call it an amusement park?
That's what I said. I'm not stuttering over here.
Okay, man, it's all good, you know.
Yeah, I see. It's meant to be laughed at.
Hey, Mr. Henry, this is Ephraim Banana. This is the first I've met of Mr. Bozell, and some of this stuff is real far out, you know. But nonetheless, I appreciate the man's imagination.
I want to get. So, did you hear this? So, Stephen, while your family owned slaves, going way back to Nicodou Bozell, is that his name?
Yeah, I think that's it. It was written April, honey. What, is that Nicodou?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. And
so April's there with you?
No, I left her. Of course she is. She's here. And you Ephraim's taking a liking to her.
Oh, yeah. Stephen's wife's very lovely.
Watch it.
But she scares me.
Anyway, so, negative. So, yes, we have black descendants, but also black relatives who married, for instance, my great aunt on my dad's side, she's black, married a white man. And then I think another uncle is a black man who married a white woman. So, you know, I know it sounds kind of confusing.
All right. So, and in the meantime, you wanted to have a cookout with the dessert. I don't know.
I find that, wow, he's laughing, you know.
Mr. Henry, you're laughing at the idea of slaves. Is that it? You think that's a real hee-hee-hee, a real laugh riot?
Can I ask you something, Mr. Banana? You drunk?
You better believe it. It's 9 a.m. this morning.
I'll check the phone. So it's a little out of control here, but that was my want. That's the thing that I wanted to do.
Got Stephen Bozell on the line here from Banana Land, the former slave plantation owned by Ephraim Banana. And the reason why Steve is here, he came to South Florida. Why didn't you let us know you're going
to
be here?
Yeah, I didn't want you to think that I was, you know, looking for a free. Yeah, like, hey, I'm here, Mr. Henry. Let me be on your show. Let me be a part of your panel because I know you guys suspect me of that. I know you think I'm just some hanger on, some wannabe, some...
Dave, I've never thought that.
Well, Mr. Bozell, we invited you to come on the show.
Yeah, we've got a panel already, but I've never had a problem with you coming on the show.
Well, I was going to come down there, and I was going to come to this, where you guys are and tell my story in person, but...
All right, well, it's okay. I mean, you're on the phone now with us from the... But anyway, Stephen came to Florida to talk with Ephraim Banana and tell him that you as well, your family owns a slave plant or former slave plantation that you're turning into what you call an amusement park.
I'll do it, for God's sake, Phil.
Yeah, but thank you, Ms. Gray, because all Mr. Henry, I love Mr. Henry, but all he does, every time I come on the show, he winds up just wetting himself, laughing himself.
I understand. So Stephen is here to get ideas from Ephraim Banana on turning the plantation into an amusement park. He calls it an amusement park because it's got a cow feature or something like that?
Yeah, we got dairy products, yogurts. We'll have mixed malted milk yogurts and chocolate, you know, kefirs and things like that. All of the people that man the rides are in cow suits. I don't know.
Man, that is crazy, huh?
What did you lay down? God, that sounded weird. You hear that, Mr. Anderson?
I did. I'm laughing at you guys because Mr. Banana's obviously drunk. Well, that's the name of a... Isn't that the name of a movie? Mr. Banana's Obviously Drunk?
Oh, you guys are really having a good time now, aren't you?
Well, Stephen, so what would you like to say to us? What is the main theme of the call?
I just to say that, you know, I'm trying to make amends for that clumsy cookout. And if there's any of those people listening, seeing Ralph and his wife Gretchen and their son and daughter, Stephen and Peggy, I'm just very sorry, but I wanted to try to make a bad into a good.
Okay, do you mind if I offer an opinion?
Yeah, you're going to say, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that making a plantation in a amusement park is a real bad thing because you're having laughs at the expense of slaves. I'm trying to say we can turn this thing. We can turn it into something great.
I don't think you do that, man. I don't think you turn it into something. People suffered. People died. I don't think you do it.
Let me have that phone. This is Ephraim Banana, Mr. Henry. You trying to bum me out? I'm fly. I got myself a righteous Bacardi Buzz, and I got some Jamaican rum.
Yeah, you lay down, man. Before you puke. Oh, he already has. Look at that. He already has puked, Mr. Henry. See a puddle of it right there.
Oh, yeah. Just noticed that.
All right, I've given you my opinion, and I don't want to argue about it. You do what you feel you need to do. Stephen Bozell with us, folks, from the Banana Land Plantation, talking with Ephraim Banana, you and your what is it, your nephew?
Yeah, my nephew, Bobo Bozell, who's black. And
you're kidding.
No, I'm just joking. But his name is Bobo. Yeah, see, it's hard for me to say that.
It's Bobo, Daddy.
That's my daughter, April Jr. Thank you, honey. It's Bobo Bozell.
All right, so when you say that there's black members of your family, so Bobo Bozell is he black?
I just told you, no, he isn't.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, anyway, Stephen Bozell, whose descendants, whose ancestors owned slaves, tried to have a cookout with the descendants of the slaves that his ancestors owned. That didn't go well. They declined the invitation. Now we find out that Steve has black relatives who are on his father's side, and one of whom is his nephew, Bobo Bozell, right?
His real name is Thomas. People call him Bobo.
Why do they call him Bobo?
Because he likes it. That's what he started calling himself.
And you two guys are going to Louisiana to see if you can turn that plantation into, or the former plantation. What is it now?
Right now, it's just a big stately house. I think they give rubdowns, you know, that kind of thing. And I think they got a 9-hole golf course.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, you know, you can sit there and judge and everything like that. But we're going to go down. I wish you could talk to Bobo. He'd probably tell you.
Whatever, man. Okay, so you're going to go down there and turn it into an amusement park, right?
Well, it's an amusement park. We're calling it an amusement park because of the cow theme. Yeah.
Good luck with that, man.
All right.
Phil, that was very rude. What? Hanging up on him like that? Yeah, Phil, you can't just hang up on everybody. I'm just done with the conversation, okay? I'm done with that whole conversation about turning a... whatever the hell it is, turning an amusement park, I mean, turning a slave plantation into an amusement park. Because they're, you know...
Yeah, it is going to be cow-themed. Everybody... Mr. Bozell showed me the plans. There's a work up here.
God, look at that. That's very impressive. What are these, blueprints?
Yeah, see, right here, you'll see the entryway to Moo... Now, this is what's called Moo Cow. These are the milkmaids. They take your tickets, and then you move on.
I don't want to look at this. Yeah, you hang up on people, Phil, but you laugh. You laugh. Yes, I do. Okay, Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Ron Tarner coming up next, going to be talking about the time Phil, your buddy here, weighed 300 pounds. Wasn't that long ago? 300 pounds, man. When was that?
Well, that was back. You did a New Girl. Remember that TV show, New Girl? Oh, my God, Phil.
Yeah, I did. I did two episodes of New Girl, and I played a sports caster. Oh, it was a lot of fun, and I was really grateful to do the show, but yeah, I was, like, too fat. Anyway, let's talk about it with Dr. Jim Sadler, Dr. Ron Tarner. When we come back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, I'm Stephen Bozell, and I'd like you to know, come the spring of 2026, we may be opening up a brand-new amusement park in Cradle, Louisiana, called Bozell's Cowtown. It's an amusement park, okay, M-O-O, and we'll have people dressed as cows and milkmaids. And we'll have people walking around with buckets full of tickets and buckets full of beer and everything. And there'll be rides, like there'll be the cow patty right now. They understand you're going to be going through a field of cow patties, and you know you're going, I don't want to get near it. You know, you're on a cow patty train. Anyway, the whole reason why I'm here is
that wasn't any good.
Yeah, just do the promo.
Yeah, this is Steve Bozell for the Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. Get a backstage pass for less than $10 a month. What is that?
That's Mr. Henry's cat.
Get a backstage pass for less than $10 a month. less than $7 a month if you get one for a year. At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Shit.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the Space Coast in Florida. I'm Phil Henry. I'm here with Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, and Bud Dickman. And I'm also joined by two men who have been off and on this show for the last, 15 years, kind of our medical advice team. And we're going to talk about something that I've never really talked about on either the podcast or on my radio show. And that was that time that I was 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's anything you can applaud.
Yeah. First of all, Phil, I want to say, let me introduce you guys. This is Dr. Ron Tarner.
Hello, everyone.
And Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hello.
And you were going to say, Dr. Tarner?
Well, I don't think that you want to avoid the topic. I applaud the fact that you want to talk about the time that you weighed 300 pounds, as you say.
Were you really 300 pounds, Phil? You said when you started to lose the weight, you were 293?
I was under 300 when I started losing the weight, I was like 306.
All right. That is something that's inexplicable, ditto. And I, as much as I would try to understand why a man would allow himself to balloon out to 300 pounds, I have to accept that. Now, I can tell you what the effects are on your health.
Can I say something?
When I'm done. I can tell you what the effects are on your health, but I will never be able to understand why a man, a relatively good-looking man like you, with a very successful career, why you would sit and shovel it in.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Phil.
Well, I can answer that question.
No, hold on. Phil, we're here not just to criticize, which I think is important, but Dr. Tarner, I think, may be going overboard. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just... Well, you're really bummed out about that, aren't you?
But Phil, you almost threw your entire life away. Weren't you at the hospital at this time?
Yeah, I had pneumonia.
Yeah, you had double pneumonia. 300 pounds!
Okay, God, sit down. So, yes, you were 300 pounds. Now, you mentioned the fact that you were on television on the town that done, on the day, on the, hold on for a minute.
Oh, here, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you. What
was that?
Sometimes it freezes up over here on the right side.
I'll slap him, but he's fine.
Yeah. So, Phil, you were on a very popular show at that time, just did a couple episodes of New Girl.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was really happy to get the gig. But when I look back at pictures of myself from that gig, I look like shit. And there's one picture of me with Michael Strahan, who was on at least one of the two episodes. And
he's the former New York Giant.
Former New York Giant defensive end. Terrific guy. And it was a lot of fun to work with. But I'm looking at a picture of me. I couldn't freaking believe it.
Well, what did you look like?
I was just this big, fat slob. And...
Now, let me ask something, Phil. As I said, because I'm having a hard time processing this, when they asked me to come on the program and discuss it, I said, okay. But I immediately was thinking, wow.
Yeah, he's...
Don't poke your thumb at me.
Well, you know, what do you want from the guy?
How could you... I don't understand how you could sit there and just continue to, shovel it down.
I didn't just sit there and continue to shovel. I can tell you that I was very unhappy.
What were you unhappy about?
I'm not going to get into it. I was just very unhappy. You know, a lot of shit had happened in my life that sucked. I was just very unhappy. And I've learned that when I'm unhappy, I eat. A lot of people do. And that's what happened to me then.
Yeah. Well, the picture you were referring to, is that it right there?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Dr. Tana just left the room.
What is it with you, Dr. Tony? You're throwing up?
I'm okay.
Yeah, the picture's tough to look at. You were a fat tub of guts.
Right. And on that episode, they had me like leap on Michael Strahan like I'm just this big fat guy. I mean, they played my weight off as a comic thing. And
well, are you regretting doing the show?
Not at all. Not at all. Everybody was wonderful, and I had a wonderful time. And I never watch myself on TV anyway, but I probably would never, ever, ever want to watch that episode. As long as I live.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, Mr. Henry.
I thought you said two episodes.
Yes, I said two.
Thank you.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but God damn, man.
If you can't talk about this...
I could talk about it. I could talk. I admire you, Phil, immensely. I think you're one of the great entertainers that we've had on the scene. But when you blimped out to 300, I'm thinking of all the farmers, the people that broke their asses so that you could park all of that in your mouth.
Well, watch it. What do you mean, watch it? Well, he's talking about parking something in his mouth.
What is that supposed to be?
All
right, hold on. You're right. You're right, Dr. Tarner. You're right. And I'm not going to deny the truth of what you're saying here, but can we move past that now and talk about it perhaps as a learning experience?
All right, I think we could do that. But when I think of just the waiters and waitresses, did you tip everybody?
All right, you knock it off, okay? We've got it, Dr. Tarner.
All right.
So what Dr. Tarner's referencing, did you eat out a lot in those days?
I did, yes. You can gain a lot of weight, man, doing drive-through. I did that. I ate in restaurants. I just wasn't watching my weight at all.
So obviously, Dr. Tarner, because you were eating out, did you tip?
Yes, I tipped.
Okay, that's all we want to know.
See, they're laughing. They think the whole thing's a joke. Do I look like I'm laughing? A minute ago, you were.
All right, so I did tip and all of that.
All right, let me take this over. I'm the doctor. I'll take it over. So you got up to 300 pounds. How much did you weigh when you realized you had to quit? You had to quit eating or do something?
306 pounds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Tarter.
You were 306 pounds. Where were you?
I remember exactly where I was. It was in my doctor. Dr. Alt was my doctor. And he said to me, I have a diet. It's a diabetic diet. It's a diet that he gives to diabetics. And it was 1,500 calories a day. He said, I want to give this to you because it's too few calories. You need more.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Wait a minute. So I put myself on taking that as my inspiration, I put myself on a 2,000 calorie a day diet. And I was tracking it with my audience at that time. You can hear the shows, go back to the shows. I don't remember the year though.
All right, this was back, and I remember we were on the panel then, and I remember you were losing the weight, but I can't remember the dates.
I know when. I know exactly when now. It was 2000. I was 59, about to turn 60. So it was 2012 that I started to get serious. The spring, it was the April of 2012. And I just had done an episode of a Paul Scheer show on Adult Swim. And I remember coming home and eating strawberries and counting the calories on blueberries.
You were counting the calories. Get a load of this, guys. How many calories is a blueberry, Phil?
One.
Oh, jeez.
One? So what did you eat, like 500 blueberries? Ha, ha,
ha. Take it easy. I didn't eat 500, but I ate a lot. There's 6 calories to a strawberry.
So you really were counting all the calories?
I counted every calorie and everything that I ate, including lettuce, everything. So in April of 2012, I weighed 295 pounds. By Halloween of 2012, when I went back to D.C. to visit my friend Barry, I was down to 210 pounds.
Are you putting me on?
You were there, man. Don't you remember?
I don't remember how dramatic it was.
Yeah, I remember, Mr. Tarner. You went, and then you tried to pick up chicks in the bar there at the Four Seasons in D.C.
I did not try to pick up chicks.
Well, you said there was 2 chicks you were hitting on.
No, I was not, man. No, I wasn't. What I was saying to you was, for the first time in many years, I was comfortable sitting in a public place, not looking like a freaking...
Like a tub of guts.
Like a tub of guts, yeah. By the way, you two doctors are here. What are you lending to this, Dr. Tarner?
What's that?
Yeah, it's a good question.
What am I what? What are you lending to this?
What am I lending? I'm a doctor, okay? I'm here to give you advice on how you can maintain that diet.
I know how to maintain that diet. I thought we were just talking about when I was 300 pounds.
Wow.
Well, you know, you're saying to the guy, did you tip... And, you know, and did you shovel all the farmers that you kept working?
Well, that was a positive thing. The farmers themselves that you kept working.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Tarner. And Dr. Sadler, thank you.
I didn't do anything.
Dr. Sadler didn't do anything.
Yeah.
No. It's okay, guys. I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Thanks a lot, Phil. I was... So you and it took you what, 7 months?
7 months, about a little more than 10 pounds a month, you know, like 15 pounds of something like that, I forget, and lost the weight. And it was every damn calorie you count. You want to lose weight? You know, you can talk to me about all kinds of shit, and it's hard. Yeah, I did it because it was discipline, you know, and I'm not saying that if you don't do that, you don't have discipline. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying, do you want to lose weight? Do 2,000 calories a day, and don't you dare fuck around with it. 2,000 calories a day.
Yeah, but you said when you went over, you would go out and exercise.
I did, yeah. If I went over, like if I went over by 500 calories, I would go out and do burn off 500 calories, which is generally walking down to the end of the beach and back, you know, to the jetty and back.
That burns off 500 calories. How do you know that?
Because I looked it up. I had this fitness book. So if I went over by a bunch of calories, I would go down and to the beach and walk it off. And it worked. And by the, like I said, by that Halloween.
But you go to Halloween, I bet you go as a skeleton or something like that.
Isn't that funny? By that Halloween, I went and saw Barry in D.C. And I felt great. And I feel great. So I thought I'd bring that up because I haven't talked about that. But it was during that period of time that I was, you know.
Well, you were giving everybody an update.
I was giving people a daily update on the weight. And I was really hoping to inspire people. And I did. I got letters from guys saying, you know what, man, you're doing, I'm going to do it.
Well, how much do you weigh now?
I'm at 220 pounds. I'm 10 pounds overweight. So I got to get back on the damn, you know.
You got to get back on the treadmill. You're going to get back on a treadmill.
Not necessarily.
You got to get a fit. You should buy a fitness certificate, you know.
Let me get a fitness certificate.
You should buy a subscription to a fitness place.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that, but nothing beats just stop fucking eating and start exercising and your ass is in clover.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't believe it, do you?
I believe it. I saw it happen, but 300 pounds. I saw one picture of you on that show. Oh, God.
Yeah, believe me when I tell you I didn't like what I looked like. But after that, as the years progressed, life got real good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, knock it off, bud. Will you? All right, thank you very much, bud. Thank you all. Thank you to Stephen Bozell. Thank you, Ephraim Banana, although I don't know why. Thank you, Dr. Tarner. Thank you, Dr. Sadler. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on podcast one. I'm Ephraim Banana.